What's up, everybody? I'm David Hain. Welcome to episode 205 of the A to D From Addict to Disciple podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, please like, subscribe, follow, and share the link with your friends, or click on the support link in this episode's description. Your donation of any amount could change a life. If you'd like to get our curriculum, you can get the paperback or ebook of From Ashes to Destiny on Amazon. When we come back, we'll get into this episode entitled Glimmer of Hope. Welcome back to episode 205 of the A to D From Addict to Disciple podcast entitled Glimmer of Hope. No, this is not a rerun of episode 202, which is Gather Your Glimmers, but it is in response to feedback that I got from a variety of listeners, because I mentioned the phrase glimmer of hope in that one. And they said, hey, David, how about giving us a walkabout episode on the glimmer of hope? Because we struggle with that one too. So here we go. It's going to be a walkabout, and we're going to pretend we're going for a stroll in a park named Glimmer of Hope. So as we approach the park, there's a big sign at the entrance with a quote by Orison Swett Marden, the author of An Iron Will. Here's the quote. There is no medicine like hope, no incentive so great, and no tonic so powerful as expectation of something tomorrow. The golden opportunity you are seeking is in yourself. It is not in your environment. It is not in luck or chance or the help of others. It is in yourself alone. Whew, that's a strong one. You got that? So as we walk down the path in this park on the Glimmer of Hope Trail, we're going to look at each of those segments that was mentioned by author Orison Swett Marden and see if we can think about them a little bit deeper. And there'll be journals at each stop, so I'll read what some of the people who walked this before us said. Okay? So here we go. We go down to the first stop, and it's entitled Medicine, and it's coming from the phrase, there is no medicine like hope. And it starts with a quote by Desmond Tutu, and it says, hope is being able to see that there is light despite all of the darkness. Okay, let's see what those who've come before us have said in the journal. First entry says, for too long, I have tried to numb or escape my pain. That was my medicine. It only sent me deeper into the darkness. The next entry says, I live with such fear and anxiety that I always think the light I see in the darkness is the train that's going to run me over. So is that you? And the third entry says, how do I find that kind of hope that sees light when the darkness closes in? Shaw, a good start on this trail, because it's saying that medicine is the best hope, or hope is the best medicine, excuse me. And a lot of us are caught where we can't see the light despite the darkness. Okay, let's go down the trail a little further. And the next sign says, incentive. And this is coming from the phrase from the original poem, or the original quote, saying, there's no incentive so great as hope. And here's a quote by Martin Luther King Jr., who said, we must accept finite disappointment, but never lose infinite hope. You got that? There's an incentive to this aspect of hope because it's infinite. And even though there's, in the present time, there's disappointments, we have to accept that they're finite. They're just in this time period. But if we can find hope, it's infinite. Let me open up the journal and see what the guys had to say before us. First entry says, I need to grab a hold of that incentive. To realize that hope can be infinite and that disappointment is temporary, even though it feels so all-encompassing right now. Shaw, is that you? Or are you feeling overwhelmed with disappointment to the point that that's all-encompassing in your thoughts and keeps you from finding hope? The second comment in the journal says, "My disappointment in failing again always crushes my hope to ever be one who makes it." Is that you? Are you riddled with this all-encompassing disappointment to the point that you can't ever hope again because the disappointment crushes it before it even forms? Shaw. Let's go down the trail a little further where it says, "There's no tonic so powerful as the expectation of something tomorrow." And we get to the sign that says tonic. And here's a quote by Vaclav Havel, who says, "Hope is not the conviction that something will turn out well, but the certainty that something makes sense regardless of how it turns out." Whew, that's a deep one. So we don't have to be hanging on for something turning out well, but simply that it makes sense, no matter how it turns out. Let's see what the journal says. First entry says, "Wow, this one is mind-blowing. How do I make sense of things that don't turn out the way I want?" Is that you? How do we process that when we actually get the hope up? But the hope is based that they turn out well and they turn out the way that it makes sense to us. Okay. The second entry in the journal says, "My peer coach once told me that until I stop using and get the clutter out of the cobwebs in my mind, nothing will make sense." You got that. So if we're looking for hope to be that tonic that helps us see that things will make sense, but we're still using, we're keeping the cobwebs in our brain that will warp our ability to make sense just because of those cobwebs. Okay, the next sign down the trail says golden opportunity. And it says the golden opportunity you're seeking is in yourself. And the quote that they have here is by Georges Bernanos. And it says, "Hope is a risk that must be run." Yeah, and I guess this is a reality check for all of us as we're struggling to find that glimmer of hope. We realize that there's some risk involved when we start hoping again, start dreaming again. But it's a risk that must be run. And I'll open up the journal here. And the first entry says, "I need the support of people staying with me and sticking with me in order to find the courage to run the risk of hoping again." Is that you, where you just need that support group or that one person who believes in you, who can encourage you, maybe even you lean on a bit, so that you can find the courage to run the risk of hoping again? Well, it must be a popular one, because under this comment in the journal, all that's there is ditto, ditto, and ditto again, as other people who walked the path agreed with that one comment. Okay, so let's go down the path a little further, and we get to the sign where it says that it's not in your environment, it's not in luck or chance or the help of others, it is in yourself alone. And this sign is said in you alone. And the quote that's here is by Barbara Kingsolver. And it says, "The very least you can do in your life is figure out what you hope for. And the most you can do is live inside that hope. Not admire it from a distance, but live right in it, under its roof." Wow, that's a good one. I really like that. Let me read it again. "The very least you can do in your life is figure out what you hope for. And the most you can do is live inside that hope, not admire it from a distance, but live right in it under its roof. So if you're at that point where you're figuring out what you can hope for, are you ready to take that step to live in it? Let me open up the journal and see what others said. The first entry says, "This is my biggest challenge, to find hope living inside me so that I can live inside it." And the second comment in the journal says, "My counselor always expects me to be encouraged by others who make it. Personally, when I try that avenue, it only increases doubt in myself because I'm watching them make it and I keep failing." So can you hear the struggle of hoping again and living inside that hope, not looking at it and admiring it from a distance as we see it in others? Well, as we come to the end of the trail, I just want to say I hope each of you find that glimmer of hope inside, that you can truly know that feeling of love of yourself, that you can find a glimmer that brings you joy every day, and you never lose the peace that births in you gratitude and satisfaction as you live inside the glimmer of hope that is all yours. Thanks for listening to this episode of the A to D from Addict to Disciple podcast. If you're looking how you can find hope again, find that glimmer of hope, and then find it living inside you so that you can live inside it, I want to urge you to reach out, join a group, talk to your support group, talk to friends. If you'd like to message me on the link in this podcast, or by email at davidfromatod@gmail.com, or go to my website, www.fromatod.org, and click on the contact page. And as always, tune in Monday for our next episode, and stay safe and stay resilient.